Today's Friday, December 21st, 2018, and this is Life Words, Day by Day. Man, I'm blessed to be with you guys this week before Christmas. You know, one of the greatest joys of my life is to be able to serve the churches of BMA America as the Executive Director of Life Word. I can truly say I love what I do. But I have to, but if I had to think of a job that I'd hate doing, one that I think would depress me every day, that would be the job of a shepherd. I want you to think about that with me for just a minute. Every day you're alone with sheep. Nobody to talk to, nobody to share your life with. You sleep outside on the ground. And if a wild animal comes to attack one of these dumb sheep, you're their only defense. You risk your life for animals that don't even belong to you. Now that's miserable. What a difficult, depressing job. Well, in the 18th century, someone composed a Christmas poem that focused on shepherds. And we don't know who that person was, but man, listen to these lyrics. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains, Gloria in excelsis Deo. Come to Bethlehem and see him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King, Gloria in excelsis Deo. The lowly, the lonely, the dirtiest, the most needy, those are the people who Jesus came to save, and those are the people who heard of his birth first. God didn't announce the birth of Jesus to kings first. He didn't bring the news of his birth to those who were regarded as the most noble or the most intelligent or even royalty. He came as an humble servant, and the angels announced his arrival first to lowly servants. So this Christmas, if you're alone or you feel forgotten, I invite you, come to Bethlehem again. See the Savior of the world, because he's your hope. He's your peace. And God sent him just for you. From the LifeWord team worldwide, broadcasting in 43 languages to 121 countries and to a potential audience of 1/4 of the world, we pray that you'll have a very Merry Christmas and that you'll walk with Jesus day by day.